91X News.
It's 7 degrees and cloudy at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm David Mallory. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says Britain and the United States were wrong when they failed to act against Syrian President Bashar Assad in 2013 after he crossed their red line and used chemical weapons. Speaking at a donor conference for Syria a day after a new suspected chemical attack killed dozens of people, Johnson said, "We are living today with the consequences, and I'm afraid the people of Syria are living today with the consequences of that decision." He said that with an estimated 400,000 people killed in Syria's six-year conflict, Assad has to go. It was heated in the UN Security Council today during debate over a new resolution to condemn Syria. Aaron Katersky reports.
The resolution drafted by the U.S., France, and Britain condemns the chemical attack and demands full access to Syrian air bases, flight logs, and the names of helicopter crews who could have carried a chemical weapon. Russia has already signaled opposition, prompting this scolding from British Ambassador Matthew Rycroft.
Until Russia changes its ways, this Security Council will remain blocked. That is the sad reality that the world has got used to. They view us as the table of diplomats doing nothing.
Doctors Without Borders said patients' symptoms are consistent with exposure to a chemical agent. Aaron Katersky, ABC News, New York.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is receiving proposals from companies interested in building a barrier between the United States and Mexico. Jim Ryan reports in Texas.
It's thought that hundreds of firms have submitted ideas for a prototype wall. It's a long-term multi-billion dollar job, but some of the biggest government contractors have shied away from the wall. Industry watchers say those companies don't want to alienate clients here and abroad by participating in such a controversial project.
The U.S. government says it won't identify companies until contracts are awarded around June 1st. Negotiations on how Britain will leave the European Union are already getting tense. Tom River reports.
Sensing a tough line from the European team, pro-independence British politician Nigel Farage let loose in the European Parliament.
You're behaving like the mafia. You think we're a hostage. We're not. We're free to go.
He was then asked to retract that kind of language.
I do understand, sir. Mr. President, I do understand national sensitivities. I'll change it to gangsters. All right? And that is how we're being treated.
The two-year battle has only begun. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A 19-year-old man is in custody and police are looking for a second suspect after a shooting north of Toronto that left three people injured. York Regional Police say the Monday morning shooting at a lounge in Woodbridge, Ontario, sent one man to a hospital with life-threatening injuries and wounded a man and a woman less seriously. Police say 19-year-old Roshan Anderson of Toronto turned himself in on Tuesday. Constable Andy Pattenden says Anderson is currently facing one count of attempted murder, but his other charges are expected. Police say they are still looking for 26-year-old Nicholas Roden in connection with the shooting, as well as a 2013 black Honda Accord with tinted windows allegedly used to flee the scene. Provincial police allege two preteen boys are responsible for a fire at a trailer in eastern Ontario. They say the blaze took place on Tuesday evening around 7 p.m. in the community of Consicun. They did not indicate the extent of the damage caused by the fire. Police say they arrested two young boys, a 12-year-old boy, and charged him with break and enter, committing an indictable offense and arson. An 11-year-old boy was also involved, according to police, but will not be charged as he has not reached the age of criminal responsibility. The 12-year-old was scheduled to appear in court in Belleville on Wednesday. Prosecutors are making their opening arguments in a trial of four men accused in a fatal daylight shooting at a Toronto cafe. Rabil Alkahil, Dean Wilchar, Nicola Nero, and Martino Caputo are each charged with first-degree murder and the death of John Raposo. Raposo was fatally shot on the patio of the Sicilian Sidewalk Cafe on June 18, 2012, as soccer fans gathered to watch a Europe Cup game. Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne says she's not buying the argument that adding rent control for newer buildings will stop development. This year, the rent for those tenants could be increased by up to 1.5% without the landlord applying to the Landlord and Tenant Board. But there's no cap for units built after November 1991.
Well, the reality is that there hasn't been rental built. There have not been rental buildings built in any comprehensive way. And so that argument does not actually hold water with me at this point.
The Liberal government is in the process of developing what it calls substantive rent control reform. A Canadian man accused in a massive hack of Yahoo emails is expected to appear in a Hamilton court today for a bail hearing. Karim Baratov was arrested last month under the Extradition Act. U.S. authorities say Baratov and three others, two of them alleged to be officers of Russia's Federal Security Service, were arrested for computer hacking, economic espionage, and other crimes. Law enforcement officials allege in documents filed with an Ontario court that Baratov poses an extremely high flight risk, in part due to his alleged ties to Russian intelligence agents. U.S. authorities described the 22-year-old Hamilton resident as an alleged hacker for hire, and that he has the money to leave Canada and the ability to destroy evidence while on the run. Police are using a few puns in an effort to bring attention to a large lettuce theft in Hamilton. In a release Tuesday, they asked the public to remain calm after the heist. Investigators say a truck and refrigerated trailer containing $45,000 worth of lettuce was taken sometime between Friday night and the morning of April 1st. They say the truck was driven to Toronto, where the truck was left behind, but the trailer and lettuce is still missing. The Ontario license plate attached to the trailer is P9002D. On social media, they're asking the public to let us know if you have any tips. That's QNET News on 91X to 1205. Sports is next.
If you are new to the world of vinyl or maybe rediscovering your record collection, Red Ball Radio has the gear for you. They have turntables from Riga and Marantz and a good selection of cartridges from Grado and AT. Good records beget good sound only if your amp and speakers are up to par. Red Ball has a great selection of audio equipment from Yamaha, Paradigm, Cambridge Audio, and Totem on display. From phono cartridges to multi-room audio video systems, Red Ball Radio has you covered. Red Ball Radio, centrally hidden at 6 North Front Street, Belleville, or on the web at redballradio.com.
Good afternoon, I'm David Mallory with QNET Sports. NHL players are handling news that the league will not send them to the Winter Olympics next year in various ways, but anger and disappointment are the dominant emotions. Swedish defenseman Erik Karlsson of the Ottawa Senators calls the decision crap, and Washington Capitals star Alex Ovechkin threatens outright disobedience. Others say the NHL is crushing dreams and wonder if the fight is really over. Ovechkin has reiterated his long-held stance that he will attend the Winter Games in South Korea, whether the NHL decides to go or not. The NHL has been increasingly resistant to players attending a 6th consecutive Olympics. Unconvinced of the big-picture impact of the Games in South Korea, and unwilling to disrupt their season for it. But it looks like Pittsburgh Penguins star Sidney Crosby won't be attending a third gold medal to his collection after the NHL announced its players won't participate in next year's Olympics. Russia superstar Alex Ovechkin says he still plans to leave the Washington Capitals and play for Russia at the 2018 Games, but Crosby says he's not looking that far ahead yet.
You know, it's something that, it just happened, and, it's something you have to think about.
Eric Johnson scored at almost 2 minutes overtime, and the Colorado Avalanche rallied from a three-goal deficit to beat the Chicago Blackhawks 4-3. Here's Mark Moser with the final call.
EJ got around Hosey's on the move. Here he comes to the Chicago zone. Down the wing. Backhand shot. He scores! Oh, my goodness gracious!
Kevin LeBanc and Joel Ward scored in the first 30 seconds for the quickest two goals in franchise history, and the San Jose Sharks beat the Vancouver Canucks 3-1 Tuesday night. Christopher Tenev scored for the Canucks, who lost their fifth straight, and for the second straight time against the Sharks. The Sharks completed a sweep of the team's five-game season series. The president of Connecticut Little League is facing child sexual assault charges and has resigned. The Putnam Little League Board of Directors says in a statement posted on its website over the weekend that Kyle Aldred's resignation was effective immediately. Aldrich was arrested near his home Friday. The 33-year-old Putnam resident was arrested Monday on charges including sexual assault and risk of injury to a minor. Court records show Aldrich's bond was set at $150,000 and he was released from custody. His next court date is May 5th. A training boat being sailed by America's Cup team Artemidas Racing of Sweden crashed during a practice session on the Great Sound on Tuesday. The syndicate says in a post on its Facebook page that there was no injuries. Artemis says it will resume practicing aboard its 50-foot race boat on Thursday. The 35th America's Cup begins in late May. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville at 12:09, it's 7 degrees. Today, it will start cloudy, becoming a mix of sun and cloud this morning, high of 12. Tonight will become cloudy this evening. Periods of rain beginning overnight, low 6. Tomorrow, there will be rain, high of 7. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm David Mallory. News on 91X, next at 1:00.